So we're changing our mind. We'll take the Texas. I mean, you gotta be able to plow through the Texas also. That's also something. It's a part of learning. You can't just throw it away. Okay, Amrit Lo Yitama. So it says that one. Where is he taking it? He's taking it from Yochol Yachzor Yitame Amrit Lo Yitama. He was going along all the shkotas pischov along all those beno. The shama shemais lo meis yochol yachzav yitame amit lo yitame yochol kishem shenim yitame lohem kachinim yitame lo meis mitzvah talmud loma v'lachoso lachoso denim yitame lo meis mitzvah. What was the ribuy? The ribuyim were, but, as Rashi explained, the ribuyim were the nazik sif klemis al nefesh meis lo yavo. And the samach lei la'aviv la'ima la'achav la'achosa lo yitama lahem. Dalkulu b'chlal al nefesh meis la'yavayu. V'lami yatzu la'aviv prat la'meis mitzvah. La'ima matama d'amar mishum meis mitzvah la'vitzuch. Mibdim alav nafka v'dash libis free. L'ma chim ha'yinoz zeh kain. D'ava lei shtekidush. Safu la'ima hu d'lo yitama. Avo matama hu la'meis mitzvah. La'achiv matama d'amar. Reisha kain gadol v'hu nazir. Now, full early time. Av matamal meis mitzvah lachoso is lishchot es pischo v'lomu lesbino. Okay. So, Tesis is going to that. Amrit lo yitama. On the last one, by Pesach. Right, okay, so go ahead. You want to read the Tesis? Somebody has better voice than me. Go ahead.
V'bnei shekai al-adam shir nazir v'koin ga'adlo v'ozit Pesach. So it seems like this is going on a case of all three. A Nazir Kohen Gadol is going to do his Pesach. So since that's the case, the Gemara is obviously only in that case. Mashma does a Pesach grade. The Rishon of the time of the Krovim. The implication is just.
What is Taisa's main problem here? I mean, just descriptively.
It's just, is Pesach Matame le.
No, the problem is that the Limud is going in two different directions. That when it comes to the Krovim, it's lo yitama. And then, and you're saying, but that's only lo yitama by Krovim. But meis mitzvah, you are matama.
Right.
So you're going in two directions, lo yitama and yitama. So if you have a person that has four categories, he's a kohen gadol, he's a nazir, he's a... He's what?
Ose Pesach.
He's going for Pesach. So he has four categories.
It's three.
Well, Kain Gadol includes Kain.
Okay. Oh.
So he has four, right?
Yeah.
So you're telling me two things at the same time. You're saying four he can't, but four he can, even four he can for Meis Mitzvah, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the second half of the limud is Hakafta V'Ferach, that even though he has four, he can be metame for meis mitzvah, so that's very good. The only problem Tesis realizes is now you're going to get caught in the other direction. Of course, you're saying four, he shouldn't be metame, which would imply that three, he could be metame by Krovim. See, where you're saying, where you're going in the direction of being metame, so four is great. But where you're going in the direction of not being metame, four is no good. Because you're going to say four, you can't be metame, but three, you could. See, since the limud goes is two directional, that's the essence of Tesis' problem.
Mm-hmm.
That's the logical essence of the problem.
The wise thing is, the application by Kohen Gadol would be totally wrong.
What?
Just the Kohen Gadol can't be metame at the Krovim, or just the Nazir can't be metame at the Krovim.
Well, yeah, Nazir, you can't. You're gonna have to say you can't be metame because it's openly.
Right.
And Kohen Gadol says openly too, but when it comes to Pesach, you're gonna have a problem because you could say only if Pesach is also accompanied by the other three,
right.
Then it's lo yitama. But Pesach alone, you could be metame. Because in the other direction, it's telling you that Pesach on top of everything, you're still matame. So that's fine. But when you're telling me the first side, that lo yitame, then you're going to have a problem because you're right. And as far as kohen gadol, you can never say kohen gadol alone can be mitame. And insofar as the nazir, you can't say nazir alone can be mitame because it's open sukkim. But when it comes to Pesach, you're going to get caught because there you're saying all four could be mitame to meis mitzvah. But what about the first part of the limud where it says it can't be mitame? How do you know over there? Maybe I'll say only four, Pesach and the other three can't be metame, but Pesach alone can be metame.
Right.
Okay, that's what emerges from the logic of the sugya. Okay, that's why the Tesis is tough because he's going into his two directional. Okay, go ahead.
So the implication is that Pesach alone can be metame the korban.
Right.
The tema the bezvachim gabi meisid Yosef Hakohen shemesi shaber Pesach in zvachim. By the case of Yosef Hakohen, his wife died of Pesach v'timuhu achiv bal karcho, and the other kohanim were metamehim bal karcho. Uparich mehach brised the hacha the kamer lo yitama, and the gemara over there says how could the kohanim be metamehim? But it quotes this Bryce and it says, you see, the Yikiyamatame, if you're going to do Pesach, Yikiyamatame the Krovim.
Right. Okay. Right, that's exactly what it says, right?
Now you must give a certain answer, right?
That's exactly what the Gemara says. Hashem Hashem Eslam Es Yachal Lari Yachzav Yitame.
Right.
Hamet Lo Yitame.
Right. So the Gemara there brings his Akasha, so you see, shouldn't be Yitame the Krovim. Why did they do that to him?
Yeah, he was right.
Right, he was right. Yeah, exactly. Umay Parach, and what's the Gemara's Akasha? But what's the Gemara's problem? You should just say that Bryce is referring to a case of all three or all four of them together, but just Pesach alone, and then you are Matame. So the Kohanim did the right thing. What's the Gemara's problem with Echav Achav HaKohanim? They were correct.
All right, just one second. So he apparently is learning that Pesach is a Sofas Kedusha.
Yeah.
Rashi's not, because Rashi says, V'chol olav chavos haPesach shu b'koris. So
I think Rashi, the Tosfos is talking about always here, is Rashi and Zvachim.
Oh, could be.
I don't know what's going on for a while. Oh. I just happened to look at the Gemara. Rashi and Zvachim is like, not like Rashi here.
Oh.
And Tosfos is talking to that Rashi.
Okay, good.
Right, because it's like, very hard, it's not like Rashi, right?
Well, let's see. Go ahead.
Okay, fine. Okay, near the Farish, Amras lo yitame, afilas pesach greda. So it must be that you have to learn this Gemara. Like Rashi and Brachos actually does
learn.
Yeah,
Rashi says that.
Yeah, that's how Rashi and Brachos does learn.
Yeah.
Yeah, is that it means it's a havaminas by pesach greda. And then,
of course, okay, so it's going to get into the Svar, right?
What's greater?
Okay. Alone, simply right, simply Pesach. And that's why the Gemara is Akasha on the Kohanim?
Right.
Okay, good. V'im tomar mehechob shitele amrs leitama. So if you're talking about Pesach alone, why is the Gemara posh? It's obvious to the Gemara that you would not be metame.
Right, even by Pesach alone. How does the Gemara know it? Because he's speaking in the case where it's four. The guy has four separate appellations.
Oh, but if it's speaking only in the case of Pesach alone?
Yeah, but it's not speaking in the case of Pesach alone.
Isn't that what he just answered that it is?
No, he just answered that even if he did it alone, he would be, he would still not be mitzvah. But now he has to find out how he knows it.
Right.
In other words, he's asking that you didn't have to say that Pesach alone can't be metama, but how do you, now the question is, what's the proof? Because
right,
speaking about Pesach and three other things.
Is it gets poshut to the Gemara, then Osir Pesach is not metama to Krovim.
For, well, why?
Right, answering his question, right?
That's the question.
Why is it so poshut that Osir Pesach is not metama
to
Krovim?
Maybe you need all four?
Right, okay. V'yeshlo, Merkid the Peirush Rashi, the lo asi ase she'im bo karis, tumas Krovim,
okay, so that's Rashi's.
That's Rashi and Brachos, I think, right?
Yeah. Rashi and Brachos.
Okay.
Right, so what does Rashi say? That you know it intrinsically. Because an assay of what?
You spoke Karius.
An assay of Tumas Krovim, he was a Kohen, right? So he had an assay of Lo Yitama. And now you have a what?
Even
and I have an assay of Yesh Bokaris, so the assay of Tumas Krovim can't be dochel the assay of Yesh Bokaris. It's common, right. Common sense.
Right.
Okay.
You're right. Okay.
Logic.
Logic.
Necessary.
Yeah, plain logic.
The okay. Tomar, Hassan de Parcha Meis de Kohen, the Yosef a Kohen, Minale le Talmuda, the Hachamayr Osa Pesach Luchud. So how did he even know this, though? How does the Gemara know to read the Bryce, interpret the Bryce of that way?
Where are you at in Thesis?
Oh, the Vim Tomer Hassan the Parcha Mesa Yosef Cohen.
Why didn't Thesis say an assay is never Doch an assay?
Because isn't it an assay, the assay of Pesach is Doch the assay of Thomas Grover?
It can't be, yes. What Tais is saying is that when you have one assay that's superior because it has a greater onus, that it is docha the other one. Okay, let's see if go. Go ahead. Now, Vim Tomer.
I hear a question. Vim Tomer, Hasan the Parcha, Maisa Yosef Akohen, Menele Tamuda, Dahacha, Mayri Bosa Pesbechud. How's the Gemara over there know that this Brisa is referring to Osa Pesach L'chud? Maybe it only means when there's many different Kedushas, and really Pesach L'chud is not, he is with Tamil Kedushas.
Yeah, I thought he said before, if you because see that, then it's a Tamil.
If you don't do Pesach L'chud.
That what?
Yes. So therefore it would be, the Chayav Karis would be Docha.
He's asking a question on the Bryce, I think.
Is
how do you know to read the Bryce this way? How do you know to read the Bryce this way?
Isn't that circular? Because he answered at the beginning, because meaning it sounded bad at first. Oh, so interpret it that it means only the Pesach. Because if you don't say that, then the question doesn't make sense.
And the Gemara doesn't make sense.
Right.
Yeah, so he's just saying, fine. The Gemara definitely learns it this way. But how does the Gemara know to learn it this way?
Because if you don't, it doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't make sense. If we learn it this way, then the Gemara doesn't make sense. But why did the Gemara learn it that way? The Gemara should have learned it the other way. How did the Gemara know to learn the Braisa that way? Different question.
Right, different question.
Hard
Tosas. So what's Tosas wrong with that problem?
He's saying the only reason Tosas is forced to learn this Braisa, he really could have learned the Braisa either way, right? Or the other way, certainly. He would have preferred to. But then that Gemara and Zvacha makes no sense, right? Clearly from the Gemara's Kasha on the Kohanim, the Gemara interprets his Braisa to be referring to Pesach Gredom.
Right.
But he's saying, how does the Gemara know that? When he looks at the Braisa, Tosas sees they could easily refer to all three Kedushas or four Kedushas. So why isn't the, how's the Gemara? No, it doesn't mean that. Maybe it does.
I mean, how does the Gemara, I mean, here he just answered how the Gemara knows that if it was Pesach Greda, you wouldn't be Docha, right?
I think he's explaining how that's how the Braisa knows. That's how the Braisa knows that it's Pasha. Now he's asking how the Gemara knows what the Braisa means.
Right.
Why can't it?
I think there's three levels. There's us, the Brisa, and then the Gemara.
Yeah, but I don't understand.
He was confused.
You don't understand either.
No, I think I do. I think I do. I'm going to try. Let me try.
Sure.
Okay, so the first kash he was asking is just the limudim. Halacha tarshal pa. How does the, why is the Brisa take it to be pashat that a Pesach is docha Tumas Krovim, the Asi of Tumas Krovim? So that he gives the svar answer. Now he's asking a different question. Right? Has the Gemara know that the Brice is referring to Pesach Greda? Maybe the Brice is referring to when you have all three Kedushas together.
Yes, what is the Gemara? What is he asking now?
The Gemara in Zvachim, Asikasha on the Kohanim.
On Yosef HaKohen.
Right. Yeah, the Kohan, his brothers, the Kohan, they're Matamehim, right?
Yeah.
So ask a question on them from this Braisa. And that question the Gemara asks only makes sense if the Gemara is interpreting this Braisa to be referring to Pesach Greda. That's what Tosas knows. That's what this Braisa means. Because you see, that's the way the Gemara understands this Braisa.
You mean because if they learned it out from the logic, if they held from the logic.
I'll hear your question. You're saying, why didn't they just say it's Svara?
Then they wouldn't bring the Brysa.
Oh, yeah, right. It brought the Brysa.
Right?
Right.
So if it was just a matter of Svara, well, and Thais saying that is the Svara.
Right.
But why did they have to make recourse to the Brysa?
Right.
Wanted to do the same thing like the Gemara did, just make recourse to Brysa, make recourse to Svara.
Right.
So so apparently they wanted to show black on white.
Right.
That they don't try to give any terutzim or whatever.
Right.
It's an open Brysa.
Right.
But now you can't say it's a Brysa.
Right.
You could say a Svara the Brysa.
Right.
But when you want to reference, they want to attack,
right.
You can't attack Mikoch HaBrysa.
Right. And it's got to be Muchach and the Bryce that's referring to that case.
That's correct.
Okay, good. That's good.
Okay, so far we're hanging in there.
Good.
So far we're hanging. By our fingernails, but.
Okay. The Yish Lomar mi de lo kayol gabi oza pesach kamo gabi acherim. Mi shay nazir v'kohen hedjo to mi karen naka nazir v'chod v'achach nazir v'kohen hedjo v'chulam. So it should have built upon. It just said no, Nazir, Kohen Gadol, and Oseh Pesach. But it didn't. It just said Oseh Pesach. So it's Mashmah dropped the other ones.
Can you repeat that?
Right. It's just simple. It's like simply how the Barsa reads. It sounds like it just dropped the other cases, or else it should have repeated.
Why did it drop?
Because before, when it was adding, it repeated the first steps.
That's right.
Oh, right.
So over here, so why did it drop it though, Mendy's asking?
Yeah.
Because apparently it has no shaykhus. You can't add it on to the other three.
That's his, right, that's the guy he's answering for. You can't, there's no tzirif.
There's no tzirif. So that's why he didn't add it on.
So he's abandoning.
Because the other one's a Kedusha, and this is not.
Right. But that's like he's explaining, right now he's just saying from the Diak and the Lashon, you could bring it as a Raya. Right, at this point he's just saying, he explained how you could see it from this, that's why the Gemara brought this price, so they didn't just use it as far.
Right.
Because it's an implication of Bryce is like that.
Yes.
So why do you need... Oh, that's why it's correct.
Where are we up to now? Ben Tomar?
Right. So it's still even in Asi Shish Bokar, it's Meis Mitzvah.
What?
Right. I'm just thinking, the Meis Mitzvah is still even Asi Shish Bokar, that's the Kiddush.
Right.
Okay, fine. Yeah, the Bim Tomar Menole. I think you have to take out Talmudi here, right? It's not asking how the Gemara knows.
I think
you have to take out Talmudah. I think it matters. But
what do you have?
I take out the word Talmudah.
Oh, well, you're right. Menole da'i krah ba'osa pischa v'lomolas b'no. How does the Brysa know that that's speaking in that case? He's darshing the pasuk in Nazir v'lachaso. So where does he come along to bring in a guy's osa pesach? Has no shaykhus. And you're telling me that it has no Sheikhus to Osefes Kedusha either. So how do you tie it in there? How do you just grab a pasuk and just say it's speaking in this case?
If it was being Mosef, like a third or fourth thing, then maybe you wouldn't have had the problem.
That's right.
Now it's a totally separate thing. Just Osef Pesach, you have this problem now.
That's correct.
Right, that's true. V'yesh lomar me'in enyim v'nazir, da'ksiv v'psukye macherim, d'metam v'beis mitzvah, t'nev enyim l'holach l'shchul pischa v'chul. Right. Enyim?
Okay.
What does that mean?
It's a way to get around that problem.
Yeah, because the Gemara says
doesn't exist.
Eino inyan means if you can't find anything from that inyan, so then you search for another inyan.
It's an interesting methodology.
Yeah, search for another inyan. Yeah.
It doesn't exist.
No, you search for another inyan
area,
but it's interesting. You can't just scrib anything, but pischo is a good thing because it's karis.
Asishish for karis. The most logical.
That's the most logical place.
But like, the way to figure out the next place is by logic. There's no
right
like, clue. Of,
right. There's no right clue. Yeah. Okay. Good.
Okay. Separate
thing. Yeah, we're not going to argue now.
No. Okay. Fine. So now, v'hasar ha-mekutzi mi'ayishe pesh Rashi, the mari acha di'yish bo kol kedusha salam.
Why does it need to be mi'ayishe? That Rashi made sense.
Oh, no. Because you see, I'm saying there's a Rashi on Zvach in this one.
Oh, that could be.
This is it.
What is Rashi there?
She went on Sirabi to help to see the Rashi on Zvach.
Let's see.
Yeah.
It's interesting sugya there too.
Oh really?
Fascinating sugya. It's aninas, whether an onin is ochel pesach or not. Whether he's makar pesach or he's an ochel pesach. And then it matters if the mace died before chatzos or after chatzos. Which is chal first. Whichever is chal first is docha the other.
Oh wow.
Interesting.
Are
you on the good to me or to Rabbi? You don't have a zvachim there?
Who's learning zvachim?
Zvachim. Hey, do briskers only learn zvachim like the brisky yeshiva? Is that true? It is true.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go. We have the old
tradition. Not the only, but mainly.
What do you mean they only? Because the brisker of mostly did zvachim.
Yeah, he was
correct.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They just really hold by him. That's
yeah.
Right.
I think he said because nobody's learning kashrut because it's not nageya.
Right. So they're the ones who are.
So it's dafka learning it.
So it's dafka learning it because when Mashiach comes, they'll be the ones that'll be in charge.
Because they do a lot of
smart.
Very good.
Smart is an investment.
I like that.
Don't make him laugh and drink.
Okay. Can you see the Rashi?
Go ahead.
Okay. This is Amras Lo Yitama. Reisha de Braisa ben Nazir. Should we read the Gemara there or just one of the Rashi?
Rashi.
Okay. Ben Nazir Kamayah. Kedetani Lola Kamam Bishmaitim. Ocha Kami Seifa. Reisha yin Nazir v'hu Kohen Gadol v'holich l'shchores Pischo olomos b'no v'shama shemes lo meis yacha yitama Amras Lo Yitama. Imishim Nazir, Imishim Kohen Gadol, Imishim Pesach. The Kolshkin Hacha the Isnehu Lekulhu. So that's interesting, Rashi.
That's interesting.
He learning
that,
it means
you
all
need
of
that
them.
Rashi. You're right. How do you know to look it up?
I just, you know, I don't know. At some point when I got lost in the Samarkutzi, I looked up.
Because you mean you couldn't find where he got his facts from?
Yeah, like it's like yeah. He, the Gemara is like his Zvachim. I just wanted to see that Gemara. At some point, I gave up and tried to look at that Gemara.
Okay, smart move. Good.
He also learns Lomos Beno, the Milas Char of Ma'akvu Melechol Pesach. He learns like that in Zvachim.
Right.
He learns like that Shita.
I got you, yeah. Well, it is.
The what?
Milos Menos Ma'akya from Achilin.
So that means he's learning it's the keys of Erev Pesach, not because.
Yeah, Erev Pesach.
Right.
So Mitzvah still trumps it at this point?
Yeah.
That's the finish. So he's not going to be Ma'al Masan Be'ita.
Well,
what's the fact in Rashi?
He learns it means all these three. He learns the Brice, it means all three conditions. Everything, yeah.
Okay.
Of course, he doesn't want to learn that Mila is because it also has cars.
Right.
But not for him, for a son.
Yeah, that's why he doesn't want to learn it.
Right.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so the problem is how you work out this, so what's the Gemara's Kash over there, right?
Right, because you have all these conditions.
Right. Okay. So still, even though the Braise is referring to cases of all three together, still, it's a kasha on the case of the right. Dal karchach af oze pesach greida inor shaylatame. So even though the Braisa is speaking about cases of all three, still you have to say the implication of Braisa is pesach alone. You can't be matame to grova.
Even though you have the other ones.
Even though the Braisa is teaching a case where all three are with them.
Right.
The isak adai dechose pesach matame krovim. Because if you're going to maintain that oze pesach alone is matame le krovim. Why would I need the Gzir Shekasov Olachoso to teach me that when it's all three together, is Matami to Meis Mitzvah? Kiva de Matami the Krovim.
He says there wouldn't be any Chiddush by the Gatos of Pesach.
Right, you're adding something that doesn't matter.
Yeah, something that doesn't matter because by Yosef Pesach you're going to tell me he could be Matami to his Krovim. So he certainly could be a Tommy to Mace Mitzvah.
Right. Mm. Of course, right. This doesn't write any wearing sensors.
Right, it wouldn't tell you any Kiddush.
Right.
So what are you adding it in for?
Right. Even though it has the case of Cohen Hedjo, but he has to explain that, right?
Go ahead. Yeah, that's right.
That's the problem, because it did have a Cohen Hedjo.
Hold on.
Alma Oseb Pischo Eina Maila Lov Shumcho Mitzvah Imkim Shita to Metal Mace Mitzvah. So what's he gonna add? Kohen Gadol Nazir is Matamis Mitzvah. So he's also Pesach also. What's the difference?
He is just repeating.
Right. V'chitim amikom makom tzarch kra the Matamis Mitzvah neshi yesh bo gimel kedushos Nazir v'kohen v'also Pesach right? You can tell me the reason is because all three together. And really, Osa Pesach alone is Matam Likrovim. But still, it's an additive factor. And when you add it together, it puts it over the top. Right?
You mean you need a Kratha Segreda?
Yeah, because it still increases it. It increases it above what Kohen and Ozer would have been. You've added something. Even though it alone is not Matam Likrovim, it still adds three Kedushos, and that might put it over the top. And therefore, is not Matam is Mitzvah. Right?
Yeah,
so you'll
the
tell
case
me.
Of four.
Yeah, the case of four. The case of everything.
So right now we know Greda is fine. Greda.
Even if you maintain that Pesach Greda is Matam Likrovim, so you think it's a nothing. No, it's a something. It's just too small to be Docha Krovim, but it'll put it over the top. You know what I'm saying?
In conjunction
totality.
With the others.
Right.
Okay.
Low, right? That's what he's saying? That's how I like that. I think it works.
Yeah, conceptually, how does it work?
Judgment to you.
Yeah, sure. What's a game? Two, three Kedushas. This one's better than this.
What's quantity. Conservation of energy. That's the problem.
Do you answer this?
The energy.
Yeah, why should that make a difference?
Right. Correct.
Yeah. Suppose the Pesach is Matam Likrovim.
Yeah, because it's a little bit. It's small. It's a small guy. So you can't, you'll still be Matam Likrovim over else the Pesach. But sometimes, one straw makes
a for the other ones.
Yeah, the straw that breaks the camel's back.
Yeah, but also Pesach is Kareis.
Yeah, it's a big straw. It's a brick. Sometimes a brick will break the camel's back too. He's just saying it's not a riot. He has that proof. Just because he passes the time he proved him doesn't mean it doesn't add anything.
In other words, he means like this.
Okay.
There's two ways you can add Osa Pesach. Either you could add it quantitatively, or else you could add it qualitatively. So what Tosfos is saying is that may be qualitatively, it's not going to stop you from being Matam Likrovim.
Right.
Okay. But quantitatively,
right,
since you're understanding it as a Kedusha, that Holech Lishcho Pisho is a form of Kedusha,
right,
so now it's going to be Mitzar for the other three Kedushas.
Right, right.
So you can have one big lump.
Right. That's good.
But Osa Pesach alone is not going to be able to do the trick because it's not enough Kedusha.
In quantity.
Yes.
And in quality doesn't do anything for you.
Right.
But the extra quantity might be enough.
I understand that. I just don't understand.
It's a big quantitative thing.
Right.
Yeah, I just don't understand that.
In other words, the question is Osa Pesach will stand by itself because of the Chi of Karas, or does Osa Pesach have an element of Kedusha? So if you learn it stands by itself, so then adding it doesn't do anything because it's not mitzuref to the other three anyways.
Right.
But if you learn that it is an act of Hosafas Kedusha, so then I could say it joins with the Kedusha of the other three, and now you can't be Matamit.
Right.
Even with that Hosafa.
Okay. It's good. I understand.
Only with that Hosafa.
I understand the mechanics.
Right, that's the extra amount you need.
Logically.
That's the extra amount you need.
Okay. I understand the mechanics. I just don't understand the logics. What I mean is, if you have something which is an Issachares, and that's not enough to prevent you from being a Tame force, and it hasn't, just because now you have this Alav, now you're going to be an Issachares. I just don't get it, just because it's additional, so on, logically.
Yeah, but you're forgetting one thing. That Tosfos is not learning from the logic. He's learning Gemara is asking from the Lashon HaMishnah, Bryson.
But it makes sense with the idea you were saying about Kedusha and Tiyu, right?
Yes.
That there's something that underlies all mitzvahs of Kedusha and that allows you to add them together.
Exactly.
Every mitzvah is its own qualitative form, but there is some underlying substance that's a unified quality of the substance of Kedusha.
Right. Like by Bnei Noach.
Right.
So the Rav said, what's the Nishlamah Torah? That every mitzvah has Kedusha, and he completed all the conditions.
Right.
Okay.
Right. In that framework, you can always you can add yeah, everything. You can add. One. Just give you an analogy like you have in physics. Right, you, you have energy. You have different forms of energy. But there's an you can add at all forms of energy can be added together. There's one underlying common substance.
Right.
You know, that's the underlying of all mitzvahs has kedusha.
That's right.
Even though there's different forms, but there's one underlying substance that's conserved.
So that's his kasha. He's operating on that premise.
Yeah, in that framework. In the framework of kedusha, you can add these things together. Who cares about the qualitative nature of
that's right.
Right.
Yeah. And the lo lemeloch goes to pesach grado.
Someone
you guys didn't appreciate it. You appreciate it. It's a good analogy.
It's a very analogy.
Yeah.
Lo lemeloch goes to pesach grado. Metame the krovim. Because it's not enough kedusha.
Right, so he's saying, Lohi, don't give me that answer.
Don't give me this.
Not going to work. Why? The kvar sham inan mil aviv ul'imo la'achiv. The Nazir Kohen Gadol, l'mahani midi l'mis mitzvah. So we already know that a Nazir Kohen Gadol, it's not going to do anything. Mis mitzvah still trumps those two. Im kein al-karchach kroi lo'itzrichu ela l'mayla de Pesach. The reason why you need a pasuk is not because of some sort of quantity. It must be some sort of mayla that Pesach has, qualitative idea. That therefore you need a pasuk. Okay, he's just saying no. You wouldn't need a pasuk for that. I guess he's saying at some point you have so much. Now that Kohen Gadol Nazir, how could pasuk be the thing that puts it quantitatively? That's the way I learned it. I'll give you a chance.
Yeah, so what does it mean? El akachach kroi lo itzrichu el amayla de pesach.
Yeah, it must be there's some qualitative element in Pesach. It was just quantity. It's like, you already have, once you have so much quantity, Kohen Gadol Nazir, like a little quantity, you know what I mean? The more you have, the less an additional quantitative element can matter.
Right.
So once you have Kohen Gadol Nazir, it's you don't need a puzzle to tell me that that's not going to put it over the top. You already have Kohen Gadol Nazir. It's
yeah.
got to be a qualitative thing you're adding. Not
you have the heavy weights there.
How much Kedusha do you really need? Kohen Gadol Nazir is already, you got the quantity.
Yeah, you have all the heavy weights in there.
Right.
Now you're going to tell me this little thing's going to make the difference.
Right. It's like if you add that to like you can't add that to Kohen Gadol Nazir. It's not a mustaver. Okay, good. Okay, velamali. So what? But still, why? Pshita dimatam lekrovim kolshkin lemeis mitzvah.
So he's good. That's part of his answer, right?
He's breaking it down.
He's breaking it down because so
if you tell him,
velamali pshita dimatam lekrovim kolshkin lemeis mitzvah. So there's nothing special.
Reds no mila.
That's right.
The avagav itzrich kra de leimo le kohen hedja. This is the weak link of the whole thing.
Because the first one it says nazir,
right,
and then the second one it says nazir and kohen.
Right, it's regular kohen.
And nazir and kohen, but kohen could be metame le mason.
Right.
Le krovin.
Right. So what's so that's not adding anything.
Yes,
that's just quantity.
Yeah, that's right. So why does do that?
Right. Okay, so that's how he has to answer. That's like the hard part of Rashi.
So you see that even if it's Matame, it's still all Aluminium.
Right.
You want to say it's not all Aluminium because you have it, yeah, because if it's not Matame, it's not all Aluminium.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Because of, right.
And therefore must be there, right? Therefore you're trying to infer Pesach must be Matame Krovim.
Right. And therefore,
can't be Matame Krovim.
Can't be Matame Krovim.
So that's some qualitative right. element to add. But you see, Kohen Hedjot is metal krovim, and he's still the Gemara tries to add him.
And still the Gemara adds him as a factor vis-a-vis Meis Mitzvah.
Right.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
You got it?
Okay. The Avagath is Zekral Adil Imo the Kohen Hedjot, the Nazir the Metal Meis Mitzvah, Avagath the Kasav Krod Metal Krovim, even though it's an open Pasuk. That a Kohen Hedjot is Matam Lekrovim.
Right.
It's Rech Krah, but you still need a pasuk to Maya Kohen Gadol Nazir, Sheheim Beis Kedushas.
To be Maya what?
The Kohen, regular Kohen Nazir.
Right.
Right, you still have the Bameis Mitzvah.
Right.
He's Matam Lekrovim. Afagaf Disham Inan, because there are two Kedushas, Afagaf Disham Inan Kvar, the Maya de Nazir, Lo Mahani Midi, Lo Meis Mitzvah, Milo Aviv. We know that the Nazir alone is nothing vis-a-vis Meis Mitzvah.
So that's major already. So what do you have to add on a Kohen here? He's going under the assumption that if, since the Kohen is Metameh, so it's weaker.
He's weaker than Nazir? Right.
He's much weaker. So therefore he holds he's not all Lominion.
Right. He adds
just
nothing.
Like Pesach's not all the minion.
Oh, I understand. I mean, already you have enough quantity by Nazir. It's a greater quantity.
Right.
Okay.
It's a qualitative quantity.
With the Kohen?
Yeah. No. The Nazir.
The Nazir. Because the Nazir is not metallic rover.
That's right.
And he's bigger than the...
Yeah, so you don't add on half parts.
Right. Once you have Nazir, you're not going to add a Kohen Hedger.
That's right.
So
same logic. Once you have Kohen Gadol and Nazir, so you don't add on Pesach.
So once you have Nazir, you're not going to add a Kohen.
Right. So in other words, you're saying that once you have Kohen Gadol and Nazir, you don't add on Pesach.
Right.
If Pesach is Metamel Lekrovim.
Right.
So because the fact that it's Metamel Lekrovim, it shows you that it's an inferior part.
Right.
So you don't add it. So if that's the case, you shouldn't add Kohen to Nazir, because Kohen is Metamei Lekrovim, it's an open pasuk.
Right.
Lo Yitama.
Right.
So why do you add that to Nazir? How's it, why don't I say that it's qualitatively nil, and therefore because it's a different quality,
right.
And therefore you can't add it to Nazir, just like you tell me Pesach, if it's Metamei Lekrovim, so it's a different quality,
right?
Not a different quantity. So if it's a different quality, you don't need it. So how come you ate Kohen to Nazir? Okay. So what does he say?
It's because it's two kedushas, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Hani have a matzil meima. I don't know how that heima means.
Kohen. Hani meili.
Hani me Kohen. Oh, hani meili. The only reason you can do it over there is this Kohen the kedushas kedushas olam. Mishum haki yeshan alomar yeshlo shtei kedushas. The Tafi Kedusha.
Yeah.
Well, the Kachet Zichra, Abba Oza Pesach, Yeshe Kedusha, Slefi Shah, Imat Amat Lekrovim, if he's not going to add anything qualitatively, who would do the Mace Mitzvah? Mikolshkin? The Maichaz is Litin Lekedusha Tve, Gabi Mace Mitzvah, Yosemite Krovim. So, but he doesn't do anything by Krovim. If he's Kolshkin, he's not going to do anything to help you by Mace Mitzvah.
Okay, yeah, so what's the logic of the starts?
He's willing to add, like, he's willing to add quantities because it's Shtei Kedushos, Kedushos Olam.
Yes.
But if it's Kedushos Shah, then the quantity is not going to help you. You're going to have to bring in a qualitative dimension of Pesach.
Which is that he can't be Metamei Lekrovim.
Right. Then it'll work out.
Then it'll work out.
Right. So what's, why should it matter, Kedushos Olam or...
So why right. should it matter?
Right. what's the Svar, I mean? You finally have a Svar in Tosos, right? You have to do it.
In other words, he's saying the Kedushas Kohen is nitfas in the Gavra, a permanent phenomenon.
Right.
But Kedushas Pesach is not nitfas in the Gavra, it's just Bishas Maisel.
Okay.
So if it doesn't have any Chomer,
right.
that it's not Matamah to Krovim, so then you really see it's a diluted type of Kedusha. So you'd never add it because there'll be no purpose.
Right.
But the Kedushas Kohen is a genuine Kedusha. So even though it could be Metamei Lekrovim, but it's a Kedushas Olam. It's a real change in the nature and Chalei Shem of the Gavra. Migdash, other halachas. So that doesn't matter that he's Metamei Lekrovim, because it's a solid, permanent, qualitative entity. Masha'ena came Pesach, which is just... It's a show of Eris, it's gone. It's just, it's not really nitfas even in the Gavra. So it would be worthless to add that to tell you that even then, Mace Mitzvah takes priority. Because it's qualitatively a flimsy, it's a qualitatively flimsy Kedusha. It's not nitfas in the Gavra. But if it has halacha that it's not matam into krovim,
that matters.
So then it expresses itself in halachic terms. Now I have to consider that. Because since it expresses itself in halachic terms, so maybe there's something to that. Maybe that's why he can't be matam into, then I can add it. In other words, if it has a halachic reality, so then I don't care that it's show of eris, it's not nisvus in the gavra. But if it has no halachic reality, it's not nitfas in the Gavra, so then it's simply an inferior, diluted Kedusha.
Right.
So it doesn't make any sense that when you have everything else, that it doesn't stop Mace Mitzvah, that adding him is going to make the difference.
Right.
But Kohen does make sense, Because Kohen is not a diluted Kedusha per se. Because it's a solid Kedusha. It's
right.
a different Gavra. He's over the Mikdash.
There's definitely such a thing as Kedusha's Kohen.
Yeah, Kedusha's Kohen.
Right.
Right.
That's
it. That's what means
Kedusha's Kohen. The finish of Kedusha's Pesach
right.
is only if it's Isser Tumas Krova.
Right.
Then the Osa Pesach has Kedusha.
That's right.
It's an amazing
that's
idea. He has Kedusha.
Yeah.
Isser Tumas the Krova.
Right.
It's a Kedusha's Gavra. But it's Lashah.
That's
only if it's halachically realized. Otherwise,
right.
it's like some Kedusha Shah, there's no halachic. Nothing,
yeah.
You're not going to add something. Is that even halachic then?
What's
that? I understand you say there's a Kedusha Shah, if there's an Isser Tumas Krova. So that's Kedusha, right? He's Mufdo from Mesa, right? If you say Osa Vesach. But if you had said that he's Ismatam like Krova, right? So
that he is?
Let's say you had held here that Osa Vesach is Matam like Krova. So then, like, there's no expression of his Kedusha.
That's correct.
He's not even separated from Mason at all. He's just a regular.
That's correct.
So what does it even mean? It's a Kedusha Shah. Where's the?
In other words, if you say he can't be Metama Lekrovim, so the Kedusha Shah is substantial.
Right.
But if you say that he could be Metama Lekrovim and there's no expression of his Kedusha Shah.
Right.
So then I would say the Kedusha Shah is like Kedushim to you.
Right, I see.
It's a Kiyam.
General Halacha.
General Halacha Kiyam. Yeah, it's very nice. But it has no substance to it.
Right. But you mean you can't put that on the scale.
Can't put that on
Kedushim the scale. Kedushim to you, can't put Kedushim to you on the scale.
That's right.
It's a nice idea, Kedushim to you, but you don't do it.
Yeah, it's not going to make the scale go
right.
change.
Right, that's good. It's interesting.
Nice idea, huh?
Yeah, it's beautiful.
It is. Taste is unbelievable.
Yeah.
The logics of
it. You really worked everything out.
It worked every single point out.
But it's a real Kedush. It's an interesting idea that a Kedusha Shah of an Isser Tumas Krovim from Osa Pesach.
That's right.
It's amazing. No, it's like a Kedusha's Gavra.
That's right.
You don't think
that's
of
right.
it like the Kedusha's. It's always, right? What's it mean?
That's right. It's a genuine Kedusha. It's not like a Doshim Tio.
Right. You're right. If you hold this Isser Krovim.
Right.
I mean, like a Kohen Nazir, but
yeah,
the Shah.
That's
the Shah.
Right. That's right. Because Kedushim Tio is simply is a different kind of a kedusha. Like it's a different kind of kedusha. It's not nitfas in the gavra as a chalos and halacha. It's a kiyum.
It's a kiyum, right?
It's a mere kiyum.
Right.
Kedusha is yisrael.
It's a different halachic weight.
Right.
Philosophically, it's.
Right, he's right.
Right.
He's right. So it's good.
Yeah,
but look how it worked out all these stars.
What about and Mila? Is the same thing true about Mila?
That what?
That there's a Kedusha's Gavra when he's holding to do Mila.
How does he learn over here? Is the Mila because he is going to prevent from doing Pesach?
He says Gam Mila Shach Bakaris, four lines down.
Where is that?
Four lines down on this Tosos from the top of our page.
But is that according to Samikutsi?
He's trying to start because he's trying to explain Rashi, right? Well, yes. Yeah, why is it? That's the question. Why should Pesach alone be Docha Tumas Krovim? If you hold, it is.
Right.
Right, because of Karis.
Right.
So Mila too.
So Mila too.
I don't know exactly why Tumas Krovim would affect Mila. Going to do a Mila if it weren't for the fact of Pesach.
Right. Yeah, that's why I would rather learn that he's speaking where it's going to be Makiv in the Pesach. So that's why the Mila has a substance.
There's a Kedusha's Gavra there.
It's Kedusha's Gavra, right?
Right. And so I even can't work out why you need both, but whatever.
I know, yeah. Because why does he need Mikas Mila? You could. Is it Vilam Alaspino or Olam Alaspino?
This Tosus says because Shaykh Bakaris, so it sounds like he's learning because of.
He says it on top.
Yeah, sounds like, unless you say he's doing something else.
Because it's Shaykh Bakaris. Yeah, Shaykh Bakaris.
So I guess if he had some sort of conflict between Tumas Krovim, I just don't understand how it would be Toma, but.
I mean, that's a reason to add it on for itself.
That's a reason to add it on, what do you mean? On its own, like Pesach.
Right.
Because this whole line of reasoning should apply to the meal also, this whole line of reasoning by Pesach, right?
That's right.
What does Mila add?
Right.
So don't you have to say that it adds some sort of Mila, that it would be Docha Tumas Krovim? There's a Kedushas of Nosu Mila? I don't know. It has Tumas Krovim anything to do with Mila. Like, you can do both.
So over here he's learning there's no tziruf.
Artosos.
Yeah.
I know, it seems like Rashi on Zachem was learning, yeah, there is, but yeah.
Avalosa Pesach Shekadishas Lefishua, he says, Hanamil Kain Gedishas Gedishas Olam, Shemach Yeshua Olam Gedishas Shekadishas the Tafi Kedusha. Ulkachet Shekhkro, Avalosa Pesach Shekadishas Lefishua, Emata Matal Al Krovim, who would do the Mace Mitzvah. So he's saying that it's not mitzvah to the other. So you want to add it on for its own reason.
Right. So should that same logic apply to Mila?
See, one second. So you want to add it on for its own reason. And if you mount it lekrovim,
right, nothing to add on.
So it's not substantial. My chazus no kedusha tfei gavim meis mitzvah yes men akrovim.
Right.
Yes men akrovim.
Because by krovim.
So what's your question? Is your question is mila?
Yes, but the same logic applies to mila. Is he going to say that mila alone is docha tumas krovim because mila shach bakaris? If you say that, it's fine. I just want to know the case.
we don't have any halacha like that.
Right. That you would leave a karov. I guess let's say a person had a mila to do and then he had a karov, right, a karov died. Should he do the mila and not be yosek in the kvura? In theory those could conflict. Just not the tumah. The tumah won't conflict, but just the asaskas could.
Maybe you have to say that. Maybe also why the Loma Lesbino, he's also not Metamala Krovim.
Right. Metamala Krovim needs to be Osek in Tumas Krovim, right? I mean, Osek,
yeah,
in the Kvura.
Because he's being Osek in the mitzvah, Sheyesh Bakaris.
So he shouldn't do the Kvura, he should do the Mila on Yom Shemini on that day.
That's right.
And he won't do the Kvura that day. Other people do it. Other people
do it. Because it's the Krov.
Right, even though he's a Karov.
Yeah, he's not Mechayev.
And that's what there's a real Kedusha of a Osek. There's a Kedusha's Gavra.
It's a Kedusha's Gavra, yeah. Just like Pesach.
Right.
Because it's also, it has cars.
Right. I was saying, it's interesting.
That's
right.
It's interesting.
Gavra.
Very interesting.
Right.
Very interesting.
Something to speak about.
I know, now you have a different idea of a bris.
Yeah.
It's a nice piece of star for a bris.
Right, as I'm saying, everybody will love this Tesis.
I love it.
Stop and then again.
Yeah.
This might be the worst thing to speak about. The worst thing.
Might be the last time they ask you to speak.
Right. No, but it's the same. But saying it's a Kedusha Shah of Holy Chalmas Benoz. Kedusha,
right,
Shah is an Isser Tumas Krovim. It's a,
that's
real Kedusha Gavra,
right,
like a Kohen Nazir, just
right.
The Shah.
Yeah. I mean, Holy Chalmas Benoz, Holy Yesh Bokaris, would be Monea him from being the Tamil Krovim.
Right. So Kedusha's Gavra is Osik in the midst of his Karis.
Right, because Thesis proves, because
yeah.
otherwise they wouldn't have brought it.
Right.
Because it has no substance.
Right, it's not a halachic thing. If it's just philosophy, then it went to...
Yes, philosophy, right.
So it must be there's a halachic idea of a Kedusha's Gavra.
That's correct.
So that basically only comes from Karis. And Asiya Sheshba Karis creates a Kedusha's Gavra.
Right.
Right, but just a regular Tzasei, Kedushim to you. It's not...
That's right. The only thing I don't know is Tasfus, when Tasfus adds him on, so does he hold his Mitzuruf, that it's Kedusha, or does he hold that it's not Mitzuruf and it's only Bifnei Atzma? Apparently he holds Mitzuruf.
What do you mean, in terms of Kedusha?
Yeah, but also Pesach Shekedusha Slufisho, Imatam Mater Olakrovim, Hu Hadin Lameis Mitzvah Mikolskin. The my chazis litin lo kedusha tvei gabe meis mitzvah yosem in akrovim. So therefore it'll add on to the, no, it won't add on, but now that you have to say that it's metami, he's not metami to the akrovim, so now what am I saying? Oh, so now I'm saying his kedusha will add on.
Yeah, it'll add on, but as a qual,
right. In other words, like this
edition,
right. If you say I just want to get the logic straight. If you say that what? That he could be metame to the krovim.
Right.
So then it has no substance to it.
Right.
So you can't add it on.
Right.
So then it's by itself. And if by itself it doesn't help with regard to krovim, so why should it be a factor with regard to meis mitzvah?
Right.
Well, that's the maichazus.
You're right. I mean, then it's nothing, basically.
Then it's nothing. But if you say that what? If you say that it's not matame to krovim, so now it's substantial. So now, since it's substantial, so you can add it on to the other kedushas.
Right.
So you're a chiddush by meis mitzvah. Right?
Right.
In other words, the logic is like this. That if you say you can be metame to krovim, so since it's only lefishah and it has no halachic expression, so there's no adding it on to the other three. It's membeshen amino. So, but if you say that you can't be metame to krovim, correct?
Right.
So now you're telling me it's substantial. So now you could add it on. And once you could add it on,
it's more Kedusha.
So you have Avmin, it's more Kedusha.
Right. Okay, but Kohen definitely you could add on.
But Kohen definitely could add on regardless.
Even though he can be Talmud Krovim,
because it's intrinsically substantial.
Yeah, it's Kedusha Kohen, it's halachic thing.
Yeah. Anyway, with that, Mikdash, everything, Karbonis, right. Zohar.
Okay. Amazing, the Samar Kutzi. I don't know how you'd answer that, Rosh. It's amazing.
Yeah, Samakus is amazing.
He went through Rashi. He learned really little Rashi.
Yeah. He didn't throw him away.
No.
Inami.
Okay, Inami. Yesh lefarish bekotzer habaisa.
This is a nice piece of text.
Yes, so right. Midatanya greida al Yisrael nazer. V'achakach nazer v'kohen hedger. V'achakach nazer v'kohen gadol. So see, it keeps getting greater. Yimkeim misfar yesh lenolomar de'inam etam lekrovim k'mo nazer v'kulu inach. Oh, it's like all the other ones, all the other cases. It's not matam lekrovim, because it was nazir alone. It's not matam lekrovim. No nazir kohen hedjot is not matam because the nazir, nazir kohen gadol because of both. So too the case of osa pesach must be a case where it's not matam lekrovim. So that's only if you add together. But it's only if.
Oh yeah, he's saying because even though you had kohen hedjot,
it's with nazir,
but still he can't be matam.
Right,
and because he's a nazir also. So all the cases you're adding cannot be matam.
Right. So therefore, since it's talking about Pesach alone, I think he's learning it's talking about Pesach alone in this answer. Or is he answering for Rashi, or is he answering?
So he's saying that by Pesach, I don't know if he's answering for Rashi.
What does Bekotzer mean? Kotzer Habraisa. What does that mean, Kotzer Habraisa? By the shortness?
No, he means Yesh Lefarish Bekotzer. You could explain it very...
Oh, okay, easy answer.
Easy answer.
Shorter than the Samar Kutzer?
The Braisa. Yeah, shorter than the Samar Kutzer, without the complications. The Braisa only took cases where the guy can't be Metame Yilukrovim.
Right.
But don't you have the problem that it added on Kohen, who is Metame Yilukrovim? What are you going to do with that one?
You're right. So what I thought it meant is like in the sum total of its Havamina, it must have been holding, it was a case where you couldn't entirely grow them. It's like a Kohen Nazir can't be entirely grow them. So if you learn the last case of Osu Pesach Avado, it must be Pesach can't be entirely grow them, or else it never would have had a...
Yeah, but when you're adding on Kohen... You know what I mean?
Is he learning Kohen Nazir?
In other words, you're saying it has to be like the other gavras, and the other gavras cannot be metame.
Right.
So that's why you have to say by Pesach also it can't be metame.
But the Kohen Hadjo could be metame.
Yeah, the Kohen Hadjo, he ate it, and it could be metame.
Right. So